The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That's why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought in who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and begged, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave the entire loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back in full. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he had paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant! I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. The whole purpose of Lent is to become like God, to bring us back to the true image and likeness of God for real, not just ontologically but morally, by how we live. We pray, going to that inner room, the place where we would store all our treasures, so that we might think like God thinks, will like He wills, love like He loves. We fast precisely so that we can share God's hunger, and God starves for the care of all His sons and daughters who are our brothers and sisters. We give alms so that we might share in God the Father's unbelievable providential care of us. And everything we have is a depository from Him that He's placed in our hands so that we can care for our own needs. And then anything else we don't need to care for others' needs. But most of all, Lent is so that we can become holy as God is holy, perfect as God is perfect, and merciful as God is merciful. Earlier in Lent, Jesus already called us to be merciful like the Father. He's told us when He taught us the Our Father that unless we forgive others their sins, our Heavenly Father won't forgive us ours. Not because He's going to punish us by withholding His forgiveness, but because unless we've got a heart that's merciful toward others, we can't receive the incredible gift of His mercy. And today Jesus drives that point home. Peter went up to Jesus and asked, How often must I forgive my brother? The rabbis used to teach, based on a misinterpretation of the prophet Amos, that we needed to forgive others 3 times. In other words, we needed to give them a 4th chance. For most of us today, if we give somebody a 2nd chance, we think we should have a gold medal. A 3rd chance, we're already heroic. Peter was asking, should I give an 8th chance? And Jesus, playing on the word 7, which is a special number in Hebrew that means infinity, he says, no, not 7 times, but 77. Can either mean 77 or 490. The multiplication doesn't matter. It means we've always got to forgive, just like God never ceases to forgive us. Deo non si stanca mai di perdonare, Pope Francis said in his first Angelus. God never tires of forgiving. It's we who tire of asking for it. And we never tire of asking for it. God never tires of giving. Just like God never tires of forgiving us, we should never tire of forgiving others, even though on occasion it may be heroic. To drive the point home, Jesus gives what I think is one of the most important parables for us to grasp. He gives this parable of the two debtors. First debtor brought in who owes, and the translators have just said, a huge sum. The actual figure was 10,000 talents. A talent was 6,000 days' wages. So almost about 16 years worth of working without one day off. 10,000 talents was 60 million days of work. In order to pay it off without one day off, you would need to work 165,000 straight years. And yet this man falls down before the master and says, "Just give me time and I will pay you back. I will live to be 166,000 to be able to pay you back." And the master didn't say, "Okay, pay everything you can. Make your kids pay. Make your wife's pay." No, he forgave the entire debt. In the equivalent of today's money, if somebody made $100 a day, $12.50 an hour, that was a debt of $6 billion. He remitted the whole thing. And then this servant, who's now been restored to billions that were not his, went on out and somebody owed him, it said, a much smaller amount. The technical expression that Jesus used was 100 denarii, 100 days' wages. Again, if somebody's making $100 a day, that would only be about $13,000. And the way that this person would have owed that money in the first place was because it was the $6 billion that the first debtor had received from the master. But no mercy. The man does the exact same gestures that the first debtor did. Fell down before him, begged him, saying, "Just give me time and I'll pay you back. Which, oh, all he'd need would be 100 days, not 165,000 years. But he refused. And that's when he was brought back before the master. And the master said, "Deal's off. He should have been merciful to another." And Jesus draws the moral of the story. "So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." Not just from the outside, but from the inside out. That's the whole appeal of Lent. To become merciful like God is merciful. One of the reasons why some of the times God permits terrible things to happen to us and our family members, so that we might have a chance to become like God and learn how to forgive. Because our sins murdered his son on Good Friday. Jesus calls us to repent and believe throughout Lent, because we yet haven't been merciful to that degree. Because a lot of the times we don't really believe that we're capable of it and that God's really calling us to it. But he is. Today we come here to this Mass asking him to strengthen us so that we might be merciful. There's a beautiful prayer that the priest says right before his hands are washed as a sign of the needing for cleansing. It's taken from today's first reading from Daniel. "In spiritu militatis et ad animo contrito." With contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received, O Lord. And so let our sacrifice be in your presence today. We're coming and offering ourselves to God, falling down before him, begging for his mercy, so that he might allow us, as we enter into this sacrifice together with his son, for the remission of the sins of the entire human race. We ask him to remind us of his mercy and help us, as we prayed in the psalm, to remember those mercies by the way we extend them to others. This is Lent. God has forgiven us $6 billion. Let's go spend it. Praise be Jesus Christ.